Well, staying in space, a 10-year effort by scientists at NASA paid off this morning when the InSight lander touched down on Mars. The spacecraft is about to begin a 2-year research mission on the red planet. Sarah Sedgi has been looking into what it might tell us.
The InSight lander began its journey from California more than 6 months ago and has since traversed more than 450 million kilometres to reach Mars. Dr. Katie Mack is an astrophysicist at North Carolina State University.
Mars is notoriously difficult to land on. It's eaten more spacecraft than it has successfully had landings of because it has just enough gravity and just enough atmosphere to be a problem, but not enough atmosphere to be helpful in the landing.
It's the eighth time NASA has landed a spacecraft on Mars, but this is the first mission to focus on what's happening within the planet's interior.
This lander is there to learn about the interior of Mars and to learn about its formation and how it's evolved over time. So it's got a couple of really cool instruments. One is that it's going to measure the temperature of the interior of the planet to find out more about how it has cooled over time after it formed. It's also got a seismograph, so it's going to be able to measure Mars quakes. And that'll be really interesting because it'll tell it about the interior structure of the planet.
And it could also help us learn whether conditions on Mars were once conducive to some form of life. Dr. Abigail Allwood is an Australian astrobiologist with NASA. She's the principal investigator for NASA's 2020 rover mission, which plans to go to Mars in search of evidence of past microbial life.
I'm building an instrument to go on the arm of the Mars 2020 rover. And so we're going to be using that to investigate the rocks at Mars at a place called Jezero Crater, which is a crater that once held a lake. And we're very excited about that because obviously it's a habitable environment. And we're going to be searching directly for signs of life, signs of past life.
She says whatever we find or don't find is important.
It is our nearest neighbour that has an incredible similarity to Earth and even more so in the past. And that begs the question, did life have a chance to arise there and to evolve there? And if it didn't, of course, that's extremely significant. And if it did, that's extremely significant as well in terms of the implications for how common life would be in the universe.
Such an exciting question. Australian scientist Dr. Abigail Allwood from NASA, ending Sarah Sedgi's report.